sir. Can you hear me okay, sir? Okay, thank you. Okay, can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Okay, you better not speak up because we do have a little audio challenge here. Okay, so now what is your name just for the record, sir, right now?
My name is
Dylan Wayne Elder. Okay, we will do it, Mr. Elder. Okay, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will conduct your hearing at this time, sir. I said the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will conduct your hearing at this time. He will be the person who will be chairing your hearing, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. So just hang on.
Good afternoon, sir. Can you hear me? Hello?
Turn it down.
Huh? There's a noise in the background there.
Hey.
Okay, can you hear us now, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, good afternoon, sir. Could you please state your full name and your ABC number for us for the record?
My full name is Dylan Wayne Helder, and my ABC number is 272-505.
Okay, Mr. Helder, I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are conducting your hearing today. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Mill. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your hearing lead this afternoon. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Correction as well as your parole office, is Mr. Turner, sir. Mr. Helder, prior to your hearing today, you received and you signed a notification form that advised you that you were going to have this hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yeah.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm just representing myself.
Okay, thank you. At this time, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Herbert?
I do.
So your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your supervision have been violated. In phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out with phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So the allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at your Justin's Halfway House, located at 2429 West Vista Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about August 5th, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer, says that your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Herbert, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. So based on the admission of Mr. Herbert, I move to find that he was delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of the supervision and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into a criminal wage or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agree. Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, Dr. Wright. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board's going to make a recommendation whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to go over some information with you in the warrant, give you an opportunity to present any relevant information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
I didn't hear what you just said, I'm sorry.
Okay. So we're going into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board would make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to go over some information with you in the warrant, then give you the opportunity to present any information you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. I was ordered released from ADC custody on 7-9-2018 and arrested on 12-7-2018 by Phoenix Police. No new charges were noted. Is returned back to ABC custody on 12-7-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 10-2-2019 with 117 abscondates. Current conviction, 2014, theft means of transportation, 5 years. Prior convictions, 2011, commitment A, count one, unlawful use means of transportation, 1 year, 6 months. 2011, commitment B, count one, unlawful use means of transportation, 1 year, 6 months. 2012, commitment C, count one, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year, 6 months. 2012, commitment D, count one, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year, 6 months. This is his second term in ABC, with a CUIR score of 3.3. Mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 1. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of release, or prior terms of supervision, 2013, TIS release, absconded for 7 days, arrested, reached CCD in custody. Disciplinary is significant with drugs, intoxicants, violence, and false reporting noted. Other arrest, 2009, burglary second degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 2010, aggravated criminal damage, Arizona juvenile probation. 2010, theft, Arizona juvenile detention. 2012, destruction of public jail, Arizona County Jail. Is a GB score of G3, G4.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Turner. Okay, Mr. Elwood, I see that when you were released, you were approved to reside at Traditions, located at 2429 West Vista Avenue in Phoenix. This was your last known address. Stated that you were employed at Camelback Moving, located at 2330 North 31st Avenue, and this was the last known employment. So, why did you leave Traditions, sir?
And I was supposed to pay, it was like $390-some-odd, $96. I was supposed to pay to Traditions for the rent, and only had a certain amount of it. It was like $350, so I didn't have the other, like $30. And they told me I needed to have the rest of it, and I didn't have it. So I was like, well, I'm going to get violated. I'm not going to pay this. So I called my PO, Roger Logan, and I let him know that I would have the rest of the money, that I would have it. But the next day after I went to my mother's house and got some of the money I got there, I would be able to pay for the $3. But Traditions told me that I had to have it paid because I was part of the agreement by that night on Friday. I couldn't pay it, so she kicked me out right then and there saying, since you weren't there, or since you can't pay it, you're discharged. So I said, okay, well, you mean that's pretty much violated. So I called my PO again after leaving him that voicemail, and I left him another voicemail and told him I don't know what I'm going to do, like, to have him call me and tell me the time when I should come in and see him. Well, my phone, it ended up being broken. It got broke. And after that, like, I pretty much, I guess you could say I got depressed and just gave up on trying to do good. I stopped working at Camelback Moving, and I started working with, I believe it's called USA Staffing. We worked at Chaseville. So I was working there until I got arrested again. But I gave up on trying to do good, and after that happened, I tried to do what I could.
Okay.
And I never tried to contact my parole officer again.
So where were you staying at? You were in Afghanistan for 117 days, so where were you staying at?
I was actually staying on the next street over on Morton from Vista.
Who were you staying with?
It was my girlfriend at the time. And she was another reason why I pretty much just gave up on doing parole.
Right.
Turning myself in. was going to turn myself in, but I fell in love with her and I wanted to spend more time with her than what I was going to have, so I didn't do what I should have done.
Okay, I'm not quite understanding what you're saying there. You gave up on parole. You wanted to spend more time with her, so you didn't want to. You didn't want to report to your parole.
I want to turn myself in.
Okay.
To parole because I want to spend more time with her.
Okay. Are you still with her?
No, I got contact off with her 2 weeks before I was arrested.
And so, how did you come in contact with Phoenix PD?
How did I come in contact with you?
Phoenix PD, the Phoenix Police Department.
I was actually staying with a then girlfriend I had just met. Well, I guess I consider my girlfriend, but we weren't really together for very long. But her mom had called the cops because her cat died, and they were trying to blame me for killing the cat when the cat was hemorrhaging and it fell off the counter and hit his neck. And killed it. And my girlfriend came home and told me, she went home and said I killed the cat. But her mom called the police, and when the police came, I just gave up.
Okay. Well, that was probably pretty tragic for their family to come home and find the cat dead. Let me see if the board has any additional questions for you, sir. Send me additional questions coming from
the cat. I missed it a lot, too.
Send me additional questions coming from the board. So we're coming up on the conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to us going into discussion, sir?
No.
Okay.
It was just I regret making the decisions I made. We sort of chose differently.
Okay. Mr. Harbert, the board is going to go into discussion, during which time we will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone so that you can hear the conversation taking place. However, I need you to remain silent while the board is in discussion, and I will be back to you after the board concludes their discussion, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. The board is now going into discussion. Mr. Harbert, Mr. Harbert actually says that he was out when he was staying at Traditions. He says that he didn't have his money to pay, and he said they put him out. However, according to the documentation, it says that he didn't have his money to pay, but he didn't come to the Sunday meeting. But Mr. Harbert states that he actually was staying with his girlfriend the next block over on Martin, where he was staying with his girlfriend, and he just stayed there, and then subsequently, I guess that didn't work out and it just created a problem. He says he got disappointed and frustrated and trying to do right, so he just decided to go ahead and violate his parole. He was working during some period of that time at a USAA staffing, working at Chase Field. And then he said he met another young lady and he was staying with her, and her mom, cat died. They came home, the cat had fell off the counter, and as a result, they called the police and thought that he was the one responsible for the death of their cat. And he told the police officers that he was on parole and was absconding, and he got arrested during that period of time. He's going to be released on October 12th of 2019. I think it's going to be best for Mr. Harbert to go ahead and complete his time, as he won't be on any parole or community supervision when he's released, and he'll be able to move about freely and hopefully not get involved in any more negative behavior or have to come in negative contact with law enforcement again. That's my opinion. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. There are no comments coming from the colleagues, and I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Elbert, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, had lapsed, or was about to lapse in the criminal ways or company. That would be my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself. Second, Ms. Rittenhouse. Agree, Mr. Quinones. Mr. Neal, Dr. Wright. Okay, sir, Mr. Elbert. Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on October 2nd of 2019. At the time that you release, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. Sir, I do want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity to appear before this board. Please just set the phone down and let the next person come in or have the CO3 come in, okay? All right, thank you, sir.
You have a wonderful day.
You too.
comes always. That guy was exceeding you. That's why he's all cuffed up. I thought, I said,
well, I'll see if you was.
Cut it in detention.
So yeah, I'm going to detention. Yeah, he probably would kill that cat, too.
Yeah. He says he missed it, though. He said he liked it.
Yeah.
I've been there for 2 weeks. Yeah. That's something blew in your house, man.
Yeah, that's well.
I've never seen a cat fall off the counter and hit something and break his neck either.
We are where they are.
Trust me, Mike.